Native Americans announce they will discontinue purchasing naughty white children, 4th of November 2009. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Prescott, Arizona. Tribal leaders from all across North America released a press statement today announcing that as of January 1, 2010, the indigenous peoples of North America are officially no longer in the market for recalcitrant, misbehaving, or otherwise difficult white children. Ronald Running Horse, spokesperson for the Native American Indian Cultural Center in Prescott, Arizona, said, quote, "We have been purchasing naughty kids from white men since their arrival on American shores, but the time has come to discontinue the practice. There are many reasons we have made this decision. The failing economy, of course, has left us with minimal funds, and we have had to cut many programs besides the Naughty White Kids Fund. Also, there is some discontent among our people with the program, as these children have failed to provide the spiritual balance we'd been seeking, as, for the most part, they've been utterly incorrigible," unquote. Reaction among white parents has been mixed, but for the most part, they're disappointed. James McQueen, a local father, explained, quote, "I never really meant it when I threatened to sell little Dustin to the Indians. But the fact that threat is no longer viable is going to put a real damper on my already limited parenting skills," unquote. Caretakers of the many purchased children have greeted the news with great relief. Rosa Eaglefeather, a local Hopi squaw trying to raise two recently purchased blonde terriers, Haley and Marky Pendergast, said, quote, "The Great Spirit forgive me, but one more of these pale-faced little monsters would have sent me to my final spiritual banquet for sure," unquote. Any white parent expecting to threaten his or her child with sale to the Indians should be aware that they will no longer be able to back up such a threat with action. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.